Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. We are in the studio today with Casey Holland. She is the Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Ryan White is here with her as well. He is a digital media specialist for REC. Casey, I want to talk to you a little bit about United We Light. Can you explain to me what that is and what role Rappahannock Electric Cooperative is playing?
Yes, we're really excited about, it's actually called Project Bolivia United We Light. And what we're doing is we are partnering through our statewide association, the Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware Association of Electric Cooperatives, and REC and several other cooperatives are sending line crews to Bolivia. And these line crews are going to spend around 18 days in a village of Bolivia that has never had electricity before.
Wow.
And they are going to dedicate their time there to building the infrastructure to power this village and to connect the power for the first time. There are still people in our service territory who remember what it felt like when the power came on for the first time, or remember what it was like when they didn't have power. I hear stories sometimes from my grandparents, but a lot of people, myself included, have no idea what it's like to live without electricity. And we struggle sometimes during a power outage because we're so used to the convenience that electricity brings to our lives. As an electric cooperative, we have seven cooperative principles. All cooperatives are structured around these seven cooperative principles. And one of those principles is concern for community. And that concern for community expands beyond just the 22 counties that Rappahannock Electric Cooperative serves. We're part of a nationwide network of cooperatives that works to make our country a better place, as well as the cooperatives that have expanded internationally. And so through the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, they started the international program. And it's through that program that every year linemen from electric cooperatives across the country go into developing countries to help bring electricity to those communities and villages for the first time. So this is actually the first time that Rappahannock Electric is sending line crews as part of this program. And so it's going to be an incredible experience for the crews that are going. It's going to be a life-changing experience for them.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
And one of the things, you know, I'm in the Communications and Public Relations Department, and I've told you before that we get to do some of the most exciting work because we get to tell the stories about the experiences that everybody has. So it was really important for us to send a communications person with the crews to Bolivia. So we're actually sending Ryan, and he is going to also spend 18 days in Bolivia, but he's going to document the work that's being done by all of the electric cooperatives. And he's going to help tell the story about the community that they're going to be living in Bolivia and what it's like for these villagers to get electricity for the first time.
So Ryan, you're basically going to create a video diary of this whole experience, like a documentary.
I'm going to document everything I can. It's going to be an amazing trip. I mean, it's not every day you get to tell the story of people getting electricity for the very first time. I can't even wrap my mind around it because I've had electricity since forever. But the one of the things that we're doing is we're actually going to be in a small village at the top of a mountain at the 13,000 foot elevation.
Oh.
So from what I've been told, it's a little different for the guys that are, you know, you walk 50 feet and you're going to be kind of winded and out of breath. So, and there's no equipment. So these guys are going to be doing everything by hand. So they're going to be climbing these poles by hand.
Okay. There's another thing you don't think about. Without electricity, you can't really power things. So it is a lot more manual labor.
Yeah. So like, they're not even going to have the trucks that they're accustomed to working here at home. They're not going to have that. It's all going to be climbing up the poles and stringing the wire by hand. From what I've seen from previous crews that have gone, the villagers help in. They pitch in. You know, some of them running barefoot across the mountainside, helping these linemen string line and everything. So it's going to be quite an eye opening experience. And I don't think any one of the linemen or myself that attend will come back the same, because it's going to be so eye opening.
Now, how do you prepare for something like that, though? So are there things that you can do to kind of acclimate your body to the high elevations? How do you know what to pack?
Thankfully, the association has been sending us tips on what to bring. We need, you know, adapters. I think where we are staying, we're going to have power at a hotel, and then we'll be traveling to the work site. And I think there will be internet access at the hotel. So hopefully I'll be able to send back updates and pictures and videos and everything, because I'd like to, like I said, document this thing from everything I can to send back to not only our cooperative, but our statewide association as well. So hopefully we can get a lot of great video and interviews with all the guys that are going, because we're sending five including myself, but we're sending one from each office is going. So we got a Bowling Green, Culpeper, mm-hmm. and Blue Ridge offices are all sending a lineman, and myself from Fredericksburg. And then we also are having other cooperatives that are part of our statewide association, like Shenandoah Valley Electric Co-op, Southside Electric Co-op, Central Virginia. They're all sending some linemen as well. So I think there's 20 of us total that are going, so it should be pretty exciting.
Well, and you're going to have the ability, too, to then get perspective, not just from your guys and what the experience was like for them, but you're probably going to get to interview some of these villagers and find out how they've been living and kind of see the looks on their faces when they realize how much their life is about to change.
Oh, definitely. And we're very fortunate to come on the end of this project. So we're actually going to be there when they turn the light on and make it, you know, make the system live. So we will see the lights get turned on for the very first time, because we happen to be fortunate enough to be there at the end of the project.
This project then, I guess, is being done in stages?
It is. They send crews, because, you know, it's not all built in one day. And
right.
Everything. We're going from September 3rd to September 21st. And I think on the 17th is when they're planning the big inauguration to turn the lights on for the first time.
So it's good timing.
It is good timing. Very good timing. And, you know, it's something you don't get to see all the time. So it's going to be amazing. And like you said, I will get to interview some of the other linemen from all the other co-ops. And because cooperation among cooperatives is another one of our key cooperative principles. So to be able to do that and work with my fellow cooperatives and be able to share my talents for them as well, to send back to their cooperatives and their families, it's an amazing honor for me, and I'm so thankful that I get to go.
Casey, you mentioned it when you were explaining the whole project at the beginning. While Rappahannock Electric does have its service area and its territory that it serves, you guys really do look at the bigger, broader picture, and it's not even just in this country, it seems. It's across the world.
Right, that's exactly right. In the United States, as an electric cooperative, we're part of a mutual aid network, and so you might have heard, or our members might have heard, stories about major outages caused by a hurricane or another major storm. And so when those type of events occur, we are always ready to go and assist in those damaged areas to restore power quickly. And we've been very fortunate to have electric cooperatives from other states come in to help us in our time of need as well. During the ice storm that we had co-ops come in from North Carolina and mm-hmm. South Carolina. And when Hurricane Sandy affected almost all of the East Coast, we went as far as New Jersey and helped to restore power up there. We sometimes don't realize the difference and the benefit that we have living here in the United States. And we, as an electric company, don't take that for granted. And so when the opportunity came up for us to become part of this Project Bolivia, we were excited and ready to jump in. And like our electric infrastructure, it's not just a set of power lines and then you're connected. That whole infrastructure in Bolivia has to be built. So like Ryan mentioned, we're coming in at the end of it, but we're becoming part of a project that other cooperatives have helped to construct along the way. They will continue to build that infrastructure to power other villages in Bolivia. It's an ongoing effort. The NRECA International Program has done work in other countries as well. So we're truly a nationwide network that cares so much about our communities here at home, but want to take the steps to make a difference internationally as well.
So Ryan, can I go ahead and make you commit now that once you finish this trip to Bolivia, that you'll come back and do another podcast and tell me all about your experience?
Sure. I mean, I would love to do that. And of course, hopefully get this lineman in here as well so they can tell you their perspective. But I would love to share my insight from it. And I get the beauty of being able to step back and take in the whole picture, whereas everybody's kind of focused on their task and their jobs and what they're doing. I'm watching everybody do their jobs. So it will be a unique perspective. And stay tuned, because we will be constantly giving updates while we're down there, and we'll be doing a lot of fun videos and video postcards and things like that.
And that's the other thing too, Casey. You guys have a great social media network out there because you're putting things out on your Facebook and your Twitter and your Instagram and all of these places. That's another benefit to members to be able to keep up with what's going on.
We have a 14,000 strong following on Facebook, almost 15,000 actually. So if you haven't liked us, go out there and click the like button. We are constantly updating our members on current events and information that's really beneficial to them on social media. So during this trip, we have a pretty extensive communications plan put together. We plan on doing a blog leading up to their departure on September 3rd. We plan to talk to them, talk to the linemen about this project and about leaving their families behind because they're making a sacrifice by leaving their wives and children. So we're going to talk about that. But then Ryan, while he's there, is going to share stories from the field. So it will be video sound bites. It will be pictures. It will be stories. It will be experiences that these line crews are having. And like you said, it won't just be the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative linemen. We're going to tell the stories of the linemen from Southside and Shenandoah Valley. And then every week we're going to post as much as we can. We're not really sure exactly how much we're going to be able to get on a daily basis while Ryan's there. We're hopeful that we're going to get to at least put out an update once a week on social media so that we keep our members and we want to keep their families home at home aware of what's going on as well. And then when they all get back, we're going to have a very expansive story to tell. So it will definitely live beyond the 18 days. And we want everybody, all of our members, to be excited about this opportunity with us. It's a really important effort that we're making. And we do a lot for our communities here at home. We are really invested through donations and sponsorships and scholarships and grants. And we also dedicate a lot of our time in our communities here at home as well. So we're not taking anything away from what we do here in our communities. We're just adding to it.
I'm excited to hear about all of it as it's happening. And I'm going to have to hook up with Ryan now and be friends or something on Facebook so I get a sneak peek of what's going on as things are developing.
Yeah, it's going to be super exciting. And one of the things that I wanted to mention, I pulled it up on my phone, is that NRECA established a cooperative in Bolivia, and it's actually the largest cooperative in the world.
Wow.
They have over 600,000 co-op members. So that was just a little tidbit that I wanted to share with you about that, because we are going to be visiting that cooperative while we're down there on the last day before we leave the country to come back home. So it'll be really neat to see one of the largest co-ops in the world and how they kind of do things, because that's pretty
interesting. No kidding, and especially coming off of a project where you have just given power to people that never had it before.
Oh, yeah. And like I watched some of the videos of some of the previous crews that have gone, and it is just amazing. I mean, some of these people, what they have, very little that they have. They don't have washing machines. They don't have stoves or anything, or even lights in their house. Everything's by candlelight. So this is, I mean, really going to be, I'm excited, nervous. I got all the emotions. I'm excited, I'm nervous, but it's going to be quite the experience, I think, for everybody that goes.
I'm glad that you're going to come back and share it with me when it is all over. Be safe and enjoy the time that you're there.
I will. Thank you.
And thank you guys for coming to hang out with me for a little bit.
Thanks for having us.